Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the epistle reading, part of James' letter to the church. And in the third chapter, he writes, "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." This is God's word. Automaker Henry Ford asked electrical genius Charlie Steinmetz to build the generators for his factory. One day, the generators ground to a halt, and the repairman couldn't find the problem. So Ford called Steinmetz, who tinkered with the machines for a few hours and then threw the switch, and the generators came to life. And Ford got a bill for $10,000 from Steinmetz. Flabbergasted, the car maker asked why the bill was so high. And Steinmetz's reply, "For tinkering with the generators, $10. For knowing where to tinker, $9,990. Ford paid the bill. There's a kind of tongue-in-cheek wisdom on display in that story, but it's no joke that the Bible says wisdom is a quality that we should want to have. This comes up in the middle of the book of James. And James, you may recall, is the apostle who sounds a lot like Jesus, in part because Jesus was his half-brother, in part because, like Jesus, he was very concerned with how faith and behavior go together. In this letter, James says that people who love God will pursue wisdom, and wisdom will inform and drive behavior. Now, that sounds great, but some of you may be wondering, what is wisdom, really? I think we'll see through the word today that wisdom is knowing something, but it's much more than knowing facts. That's knowledge. Wisdom is something else, something more. And there's an interesting definition of wisdom put forward by psychologist Alan Castle in his book, Better with Age. Writing about the benefits of age and experience, Castle says that often wisdom allows people to see the obvious, or to use common sense without second-guessing themselves or the outcomes. Dr. Timothy Keller, a pastor in New York, says, "Wisdom is not less than being moral and good, but it is quite a bit more. It is knowing what is the right decision in the majority of situations that the moral rules don't address." 1 Kings chapter 3 describes a momentous incident in which God says to Solomon, "Ask me for anything, and it's yours." Solomon famously asks for wisdom. He says, give your servant an understanding mind, or literally in the Hebrew, a hearing heart, to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. And then we have the unconventional wisdom of Jesus, who says, to be great is to be a servant. To be great is to help people who can't help you back. And when you do that, Jesus says, you meet God. So what can we say about wisdom? Let me suggest that wisdom is a way of seeing or perceiving. It's a way of interpreting the facts in any situation in light of God's truth. And this understanding leads to behavior that honors God. James makes this connection in his letter. Let's look at how he puts it. He writes, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. Now, part of what James is saying here is that wisdom is recognizable. You'll know it when you see it. A wise person does good in meekness, James says, meaning doing good without craving attention, doing good without craving accolades coming your way. And that's contrasted with jealousy and selfish ambition, which results in doing good to get somewhere, doing good to get noticed, to get the applause. And James links that to disorder, to practices or behavior that is vile, he says, disgusting. In other words, it is not wise to do good for the wrong reason. Wisdom looks to quietly do good because it's good. Looks to do good for the sake of the other person and their benefit. Where does this wisdom come from? James tells us. He calls it the wisdom that comes down from above. If it is wisdom that comes down from above, that means it wasn't in us originally. It's coming from somewhere else. And specifically, it's coming from God down to us. And even more specifically, the wisdom of God comes down to us in a person. It's in the person of His Son, Jesus. So, if you want this wisdom, get to know Him. Because deep inside, we know, and if we're being honest, we'll admit, we are not wise. Jealousy and selfish ambition do ruin our motives. But Jesus came down from above to take on our sin debt and pay for it as if it was His own. He came down from above to do what we could never do and give us gifts that we could never earn So if you want wisdom, get to know Jesus, and He will transfer His wisdom to you. So James says that this wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, and sincere. We are able to recognize this wisdom when we see it because it is so completely different than what the world values. I mean, reverse the values in this list that James makes. The wisdom from below is impure, quarrelsome, violent, set in its ways, full of revenge and bad behavior, biased, and hypocritical. Sadly, that's what we're used to. Both out there and in here. But as we stay in contact with Jesus, as we stay in contact with His words in Holy Scripture, as we stay in contact with His body and blood served at this altar, His wisdom is planted in us and it takes root and it begins to grow and it begins to take over. Because it comes down to this. Something is going to grow in you. It will either be the wisdom from below or the wisdom from above. The wisdom from below comes naturally and often feels pretty good, but will eventually wreck your life. And left unchecked, it will leave you completely alienated from God. Get to know Jesus and embrace the wisdom that comes down from above, and you will find a way that leads to abundant, meaningful, never-ending life. And this wisdom that comes down from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Would you please pray with me? Almighty God, grant to Your church, Your Holy Spirit, and the wisdom that comes down from above, that Your word may not be bound but have free course and be preached to the joy of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve You and, confessing Your name, abide to the end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.